The things we say off air. I know, that's kind of rude, isn't it? I don't know. Anyway, we're very excited to have our next guest. Sharon Lynn Wyeth is a favorite of the audience. Of course, the inventor, discoverer of nemology. Her website, knowthename.com. She's written several books. I'm sure we'll talk about all those. You have a new book coming out, too, that we'll mention. Sharon, welcome to the Power Hour. So good to have you back.
Daniel, always wonderful to be with you and with Kevin and Todd also.
Yeah, very good. Oh, forget about Todd. With Todd, we just keep him in the closet.
Yeah, he's ungrateful. Okay. He's ungrateful.
What did you call him, Kev? What did you call him?
Ungrateful.
Well, I think that you'll probably get cut off in the next 30 seconds.
mic's cut.
I think that goes without saying. Your mic will be dead now in the next 30 seconds. No question. I did not say that, Todd. I love you. I think positively of you. So does Stroh. Kevin, he talks bad about you all the time.
Yeah, he did. He didn't remember something, and it got me. It just got me.
We're just having a little fun, ladies and gentlemen. And we do when Stroh comes on.
Oh, she's the best.
You know the number. You want to call
she
in.
She is the best. Behind.
844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You call in. You'll see how it goes. You give your name, the last initial of your last, or the first initial of your last name, and she'll give you a little something. You'll see, have a little taste of nemology. This isn't witchcraft and this isn't astrology. You'll see as we go. Sharon, for people who are new, you know, you come on about every month or 6 weeks or so. Just give us a Reader's Digest version. What in the world are we talking about? What are you doing here?
Okay, so nemology is the study of the placement of the letters in the name. And even in the Bible, they talk about how important a name is and that you don't really know somebody until you know their name. And in Genesis, God comes down and changes Moses' name and Sarah's name. Not Moses, sorry.
Abraham.
I'm just reading this book on Moses, sorry. Abraham's name and Sarai's name to Sarah and Abraham. So he gave them both an A-H. So, and an A-H in my system says that you're working for God. What's really interesting that I learned, thank you so much to your callers and your program, is that because I looked at this name and it had all this negatives in it, but it also had this A-H, and I really started searching with different names. And so it's you're working for God, but you have to, it has to be declared who you determine your God is. Is your God Satan? Is your God the source of all that is? But you're working for your God. Okay?
Is your God money? Is your God money? Is your God
right.
Lucifer? Is your God Baphomet? Is your God...
Exactly. But it translates you're working for God. But it's your definition of who your God is. So, but anyway, it's names have been very important all through history. And even all through the Bible, you see names being changed. Paul and Saul and Jacob and Isaiah. And so it's literally... The study, what did they know about names at that time that we needed to rediscover, re-know? Knowledge is always there, even if it's lost. So it took me 15 years of figuring out all the patterns, and then I tested it in over 70 countries for 3 years to really make sure it's accurate so that you can tell why somebody's here. What's their life plan? What did they come to experience? You know, what's their personality? What's their soul want? What do you do if they disagree? How you can compare two names and see how those people can get along. So it's all about names and who you are and what your design is, what your contract is with the divine. And it's all apparent in a name.
Okay. We'll get into some of the technicalities of that. I'll kind of just back and forth some questions probably some people are having. Let's go back to what you said about Abram. And Abraham and Saraya and Sarah. What was Abram's name meaning before and it went to Abraham? So what did Abram mean?
Well, Abram just means that I'm really, really good at what I do. I'm a workaholic. I'm a good manifester. I'm going to get done what you tell me to get done. You know, that I'm at the very top of my game. But the minute you put Abraham in there, it says now I'm on mission for God.
Well, that's interesting because that Abraham, either one, was obviously very prosperous. Obviously, yes. Was very, you know, especially at that time, was a man of some stature. The records, even other records, seem to corroborate that. That's interesting. What about Saraya and Sarah?
So, it literally changed Abraham's wife from wanting to be like, I don't know my own self-worth and purpose. I have fairness issues and I cannot get enough attention. I really need to be noticed and get attention. And maybe because he was so successful, she kind of felt more like, hey, I need some attention over here too. It's all going that way. But it really, it put her really where she wanted to be a focus, and it took that away from her and put her on mission.
And what mission, what would be her mission then at that point? To have children, to be, the, or
really,
you know,
to
I don't
support
know what.
Abraham and his mission.
Interesting. What about Paul and Saul?
Okay, so it's interesting because there's some not truth in there. There's some deception in his original name. And there's some, like,
In Saul.
There's some deception, like he could be playing both ends against the middle. He could have been a double spy in today's world. You know, he could be working for both sides. And so, when he gets his name changed, he still has that duplicity in his name, but now he becomes more humble and now he has a different focus. Notice that the only real thing that changes is the S and the P.
Well, that makes sense what you said there at the end, because he often rode the line of, I'm a Roman citizen, but yet I'm a Christian. And so he kind of put his Roman citizenship he used to open doors. You can't do this. I'm a Roman citizen. You can't treat me this way, or you have to hear me or whatever.
Right. But he goes from, with Saul, he goes from not knowing his own self-worth and value to now with Paul, now I'm a person of influence, because P always stands for influence.
Interesting. Okay, now I'm going to get to the questions people may have in the back of their minds or listening. What in the world are you talking about? My name, my parents gave me my name. What do you mean? They could have named me, Zebra Kumquat. I mean, they could have named me anything. They named me Peter or whatever. They named me Daniel. What are you saying?
When there were still only 7 religions on the planet, before I jokingly say that they multiplied and divided and everybody kind of made up their own, but when there were still only 7, they all agreed on some basic ideas. And one of the basic ideas that they all agreed upon was that the incoming soul impresses upon the one naming them what they want to be called. So we name ourselves.
That's what Natalie and Jenny said. Up in heaven, when they were up in heaven, they named themselves. I never believed that story. I said, that's the craziest thing on the planet. What do you mean? They said they were looking down.
They remember
the whole thing. They remember their birth. They remember, they picked their parents. They had pictures of people that rolled by them. They picked them, and then they named themselves. They had names that went across, and then they named themselves. Both of them said Jenny picked her name, and so did Natalie.
Well, I don't know anything like that. I mean, I don't. You didn't believe them. I didn't believe them. Why would they make something like that up?
I don't think they would.
Well, you just said you didn't believe them.
Yeah, I didn't believe them. But I'm talking about them personally. Why would they make it up? I don't think they. I think they believe it. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You think they were just like got drunk one night or something, and it just came.
They knew it from when it, just about at 1 or 2 years old. Both of them knew it. It wasn't like it came to him later on in life. It was boom. It was right there.
That's fascinating to me. I've never had any experience like that.
Me neither.
Now I do have 3 children, and I will say, I would agree with Sharon that it almost seemed like we went through a bunch of names, and then it was almost like, no, it's this name, or we felt. With one of them, we just felt like it was this name. It wasn't like we chose a name. The name chose. I would totally agree with that for us. I felt like the name.
It was like given to you. You just knew.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. It was like we went through a bunch of names. It was like pushed on us or something. I guess, don't some people get the wrong name? I mean, some parents just reject. No, forget it. I'm going to go. You're Zebra Kumquat. I don't care what anybody says or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's a story I love to tell about a mom who wanted to name her kid Mordecai, and ended up naming her child Morgan because the dad said, you know, no way. And so, anyway, when the child was old enough to talk, he literally came to his mom and said, I was mortified that you were going to name me Mordecai. I'm so glad dad got it that I'm Morgan.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
Well, what happens when that, obviously this doesn't work right all the time. You know, this spiritual naming system, whatever.
That you mean the parents weren't names. Receptive, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Whatever. The lady typed the birth certificate wrong. I mean, anything. Yeah. I mean, what happens?
You know, that's interesting that you should say that because just a reading I did 2 days ago, the lady said that this is what my mom wanted to name me, but the lady that typed the birth certificate spelled it wrong. And I looked at both spellings and I said, actually, the lady that typed the birth certificate got you right.
Wow.
There was, there's interference because that's much more helpful for what you're doing. And you have less challenges than had you spelled it this other way. So I kind of look at, I'm sure there are mistakes because not everything's 100%, but the majority of people that call me for a name change, they've either outgrown their name and they're ready for more challenges because they've already accomplished early what their name says, or they have always felt like their name didn't fit. A lot of times, a good 50% of them, once I explain what their name means, they go, oh, never mind. I like this name. I'll keep it. Now I get it.
You know? That's interesting.
And then the other 50 say, no, it still doesn't feel right. But the lessons or the experiences, I like experiences better than lessons. The reasons why we came, those experiences the soul wanted to have, when you're creating a new name for somebody, you want to make sure that they're still going to be able to have those experiences, that you're not taking those away or making it harder to accomplish what the soul chose to accomplish. So if I'm helping somebody change a name, I always say, give me 10 qualities that you want people to know about you or feel about you right away. And 10 qualities about the people, because that's the first name, 10 qualities about the people you want to attract to you, because that's going to be in the last name. And then I've also got to look at the birth name and say, what did the soul want? I still have to incorporate that into the new name. So there's a lot of work that goes in.
I'm getting texts with names. You know, you can call in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, call in.
Catherine, you don't have to just text. Some people, they don't want to call in, I guess. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And then I know there's been trouble with the system. Just, Todd, everything's okay. People can call in because sometimes they have trouble. Okay, good. So call in. All right. I'm going to say something. We're going to do something a little different. And my wife may be mad at me. I don't know, but I'm going to break some news right here to everybody. My wife is pregnant. So I'm going to break some news. I haven't told the audience.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Thank you. The little one is not very old. It's still not very old. The littlest one. So this is, it's a little bit of a surprise and, especially on her. So if we'd appreciate your prayers, everybody for please help Tristan to deal with this. It's a lot on her. It's a lot on our family. There's a lot going on. It's not easy to do all this. It's not easy. It's not easy to be on a radio show and to be married and have a family. It's not. It just isn't, especially with this. Just trust me, it isn't.
Okay. So surprise births are always gifts.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
That's very nice.
Okay. So let's talk about. Let's go through this on a name. So let's talk about name. You said, so if we go through this naming choice or naming one in one aspect, you're telling me that I need to kind of wait for inspiration. On another one, it's you can kind of tweak it a little bit or what?
Daniel, this is what we do. Okay. When people call me, sometimes they'll go, no, I want a child that's going to be like this. And I go, good luck with that. I'm not going to help you create that name. I say, wait for the soul impression that you get the name, then call me and I'll help you spell it. Because you can switch out certain letters in the spelling and make the lesson the same, but have it come easier and easier to accomplish.
All right. I don't usually like to get so personal, but whatever. I will. Maybe it'll be interesting to people. Maybe they can learn something from me. My cousin had a dream that, see, I got three girls. Everybody knows that. I have three girls. The dog's a girl in the house too, by the way. So I have three girls and the dog's a girl.
And your wife's a girl. You're surrounded. You're lucky.
Yes. Okay. I'm glad you feel that way, Sharon. That's very good. my cousin had a dream that I had a boy and named it Daniel Jr. And then I had a feeling that I named that I had a boy also, that there was going to be a boy, and that the name was going to be Daniel James. James being my father's first name is James, and my grandfather's first name is James. That is going to be Daniel James, which is different from mine. But, my wife, she's just kind of, she's frazzled by the whole idea just of having a baby again. She's just, she's usually the one that has more of the impressions on these names, but this time I did. And it's weird that my cousin had a dream about it. So make sense of any of that.
Okay. So I feel like it's a male also coming this time for you. And I think he's going to love having three older sisters, you know, because those three older sisters are not going to let anything happen to that boy.
They better not.
Not anything at all with your kids. What's interesting is in our society, normally the first route is to go to the female or to the mom because they're usually more receptive because they're carrying the physicality of that child. Okay. And so they're more receptive to receive the name. However,
in my case, that's what I would say with Tristan. That's no question. That's what's happening.
Okay. However, when the mom gets frazzled, stressed, whatever, then the soul will say, this isn't working. Let's try the dad. And a very common way of giving you the name is through a dream. And the fact that both you and your cousin got the same first name. Okay. That's really a hint that it says that this soul is doing his very, very best to say, okay, daddy, I want to be named after you.
The first thought you have when something like that, it seems like, well, I don't know if it's egotistical. It's like, no, I don't necessarily want you to be junior. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like,
oh, don't name him a junior. Oh, that when you attach the word junior, you just make life really hard for them.
You're labeling them junior, like you're lesser or something.
Well, it's, if you look at the actual letters, it's just, you give them so many more challenges. So I always say it'd be better to name them the second.
The second.
You know,
number two,
you know, something other than the word junior, because when you dissect the word junior, they're smart enough to get in a lot of trouble. I mean, the whole name says, man, I'm just going to be a terror and horrible to raise and a real challenge, but I'm going to be so smart. It's going to be hard to keep up with me.
All right. So if say the child was, say it was a boy and somebody had a male child and named it right after the father, named it the exact same name, a junior, second, or whatever. Does that inherently mean anything, that you have the exact same name as your father?
Oh, it just simply means that you have a similar path, and how lucky for this soul coming in a way that they can see how you exhibited, because you have similar learning goals or experience goals, so they can watch, how's my dad handling this, or how's my grandpa handling this? And then it gives them more options and choices for how they want to handle the same situations.
Oh, that's interesting. That's really interesting.
So my question to you, Daniel, is your dad alive?
Yes.
Okay. Is your grandpa alive?
No.
So it wouldn't surprise me if, because you're wanting to name him James, which you said was both your dad and your granddad, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And often, if you look at the generational gap, you have it just perfect for your granddad to be coming back in now as your child.
My grandfather's name, if you want, or I really want to get crazy, my grandfather's name was James Daniel. Just the opposite. See, I was named after my grandfather.
Right.
So his middle name.
So according to all the different various faiths and all the books I've read and all the studying I've done on all the religions of the world, and especially the overlap of the different religions, because I feel like that's where the real truth is, even though I'm very Christian oriented in my own thinking. I look at it and I think when a soul comes in, they come in again through the same family lineage. Okay. So like, I remember when my grandmother was dying, she said, I'm going to come back in through your children. She literally told me, I'm going to come back in through your children, you know.
I mean, that's odd.
And so I know that See, and for me.
See, what you're talking about, that's not reincarnation. What would you call it? Multiple mortalities? I mean, what would you call that? Most people don't believe that.
Life along the continuum.
Most people don't believe that. Why should I listen to what you're saying now about that? That's okay. A little different.
So when Jesus was being baptized, he literally looked at John and said, oh, that's Elijah come again. In the original writings, there was a lot of support for reincarnation. But then when the Bible got reconstructed during Constantine's time period, they took it all out. And they took out everything. They thought they'd taken all of it out, but there's still hints all the way through the Bible that reincarnation was there. And I believe that you don't emphasize what's already known when you're writing a book. You're writing about something that's new. And reincarnation at that time period in history was an accepted paradigm.
See, when I think of reincarnation, I think of Hindus and coming back as rats.
No, not at all.
That's what I think. That seems the most stupid thing I've
ever
heard. Ridiculous. Here, we're about to come into a break. We got about a few seconds here. We got Kelly in Texas. Let's have her come on just real quick and introduce herself, and we'll carry through to the other side, and we'll get more people. Kelly in Texas, you're live on the air. We got a few seconds here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kelly. Do you spell it with a Y or an IE?
I spell it with a Y-E. So it's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y-E, Jane, J-A-Y-N-E, and C is the last initial.
You are a dynamic leader. You have all the letters to be incredibly generous. You're a wonderful writer. You're a great communicator. You lead everybody benefits. I'm sure you're leading everybody into wealth. You are one brilliant, brilliant, brilliant person that's capable of just anything. Oh, my God, if anybody was smart, they would hire you for whatever, because if you didn't already know it, you'd learn it, and you'd master it and then be the leader of it.
Stay right there, Kelly. Kelly, stay right there. You must be verklempt at this point. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Yeah. More with Sharon Lynn Wyeth on the other side. Stay with Dynamic Kelly. We're going to get more with Dynamic Kelly. You're listening to The Power Hour. KnowTheName.com. KnowTheName.com. Sharon Lynn Wyeth.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877 877-
817-9829. Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Everyone should be pro-life, shouldn't they? I mean, everyone should love life. Let's love life here. We got a bunch of names. No, people don't like the call. Apparently, they like the email and text. So I got some names here we're going to go through with Sharone. Sharone's website is knowthename.com. Knowthename.com. And she, you know, we talked during the break, you want people to know this for themselves and they have some basic understanding so they can use this in their own life. Explain that a little bit.
Exactly. Because in a name, you can compare it with your name and you can know, is that person safe for you or not? Is that person going to take advantage of you? Is that person going to lie to you? Is that person honest? Does that person have the same physical compatibility with you that you would like? You know, do they have the same intellectual compatibility with you that you would like? You know, I mean, all of that shows up when you compare two names. All of that's in the first book. You know, you learn the system and then whatever. Or you can order a kit from us and then you get to work with me after 2.5 hours of the kit. You get to work with me 6 different times to make sure you've understood that 2.5 hour talk that I just recorded me giving a class. And so I really want people to know it for themselves, especially as we're going into very what I want to call precarious times in our country. And how do you know if somebody's safe for you or not? And
well, let me hit on that right there.
How do you spell Kano?
Hold on, Sharone. Hold on, Kano, Missouri. We still have Kelly. Hold on. I want to hit on what you just said there about being precarious times. What are your feelings about where we're at right now? I think we're in a time of upheaval, a time of transition, and I think there's going to be a lot of chaos and upheaval and turning through this. That's my feeling. What is your feeling?
Well, when I look at names, because timing is in names, and when I'm getting ready to do somebody's session, I always work out their timing so that if they ask me a question about timing, I'm ready for them. Okay. And so as I'm looking at timing and what's coming, now this is through people's names and what they're going to be experiencing down the road. For an example, a month ago, I had a reading with somebody and I said, you know, when I'm looking at the timing of your name, just to give a forewarning, I absolutely hope I'm wrong, but it looks to me like you're going to get fired. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it looks to me like you're moving out of state to another state, but, and it looks like you're getting fired. Well, she just wrote me yesterday and said, you know, remember this reading? I don't know if you remember me. You do a lot of people, but you're right. I was fired. You know, and I am now moving to the state where you told me I would be moving. And just like last night on my radio show, when people can call in and ask questions, I had a lady that said, is this the right timing? Here's my name. Is this the right timing for me to move? And I said, you know, it looks really I want you to really think outside the box because you're living in California, and Californians don't often think about moving to Kentucky of all places. But when I'm looking at your name, it really looks like Kentucky is your sweet spot. And she just started laughing and says, you know, that's where all my family lives. That's where I'm from. And I thought, well, there you go. You know, I had a 1 in 49 chance of picking the right one. <You know?
laughs> Well, very good. KnowTheName.com. And you have your, tell us about your radio show. Where can we hear you about your radio show?
It's every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. The first Thursday of every month, I do not have a guest, and it's just you can call in and ask me whatever you want to know. And the other days, I have guests that answer questions. You know, that's what they answer for a living, whether they're a medium, which some people believe in and some don't, whether it's a doctor, whether it's a lawyer, whether it's a reverend, whether it's a rabbi. It's people who answer questions for a living.
Okay, let's get back to the names. We do have a caller online, and we do got a bunch of emails. So Kelly, Kelly Jane C., are you still there?
I am still here.
Okay, are you still basking in what Sharon said about you? I mean, how accurate was she?
Well, it's really hard for me to take a compliment in such a, you know, to hear something so wonderful as that said about me. I am so blessed with so many dear friends of all walks of life. And, you know, financially I'm not very rich, but with love I am.
Well, it's interesting that you would say that because where your wealth letter is in your name, the letter after it says you're learning how to use that or how to be that. So you can if you want to, but you would have to shift your focus into that, into really wanting it. But you have a ton of generosity in your name, Kelly, that you're just really, really good. You'd give it all away anyway.
I do. That's why I go to yard sales. Yeah. Seven other people.
Well, Kelly,
anyway, well, thank
you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for your call. And anything else you want to say real quick before we move on?
No, thank you for your show. And everybody, love each other.
Oh, well, very good. Well, thank you very much. We got an email, Lisa Marie, and then C, also a C. C's are wild today, I guess. Lisa Marie C, just like, you know, Lisa Marie Presley. Lisa Marie C.
Okay. So when I'm looking at Lisa's name, she started with self-confidence. She would have lost self-confidence. She would have really tried to self-sacrifice for the good of everybody around her, and able to gain back the self-confidence, but she was going to get it. She's had some tough lessons through life. She's very strong, very good, very family-oriented. What I'd really like Lisa to know is the definition of honor your parents, because you have a lot of in your name where you deal with family a lot, especially parents. And so in the Bible where it says honor your parents, and it says that in almost all of the great books, how they define honor your parents in the Bible doesn't say you have to spend a lot of time with them, doesn't say you have to show up, doesn't say any of that. The definition of honor your parents, according to the Bible, is you repeat and duplicate what was good that they taught you and they demonstrated, and you do not repeat what was bad. And so that's the piece of information that can really help you for your name.
And her son is Liam Robert, L-I-A-M Robert, just normal Robert, and C also, Liam
okay.
Robert.
So Liam has a lot of self-confidence. He is he doesn't want to do any more work than he wants to. So,
and well, who does?
Well, some of us, like me, are workaholics. I love my work. So
well,
I don't
want to do it. But you don't want to do any more work than you don't want to.
No, I do. I love work. I so love my work. And I
you get
love
what I just said?
Yes.
Nobody wants to do more work than they want to. You love it. You want to do it.
Yes, you're right. I want to.
Okay, well,
so,
there you go.
So anyway, in Liam's name, you have good communication with Liam. You have a lot of the same shared learnings or experiences that you both came in to learn. He's very good at manifesting. He will always be there for you. If you needed something when you were older, this is the child who would show up and be there for you. And when he's under stress, he really becomes a perfectionist and gets really, really stressed really, really quickly. So just teach him some breathing exercises to calm him down.
Calm down a little bit.
Stressed, he can still think clearly.
Gary R, Gary with two R's. So G-A-R-R-Y and then last name R.
Okay, so I love this. Gary is all about truth. and about knowing the truth. And he's here as a factor for change to help other people change. And to, it's really during this time, Gary, people are going to be calling on you, even though you really appreciate your alone time and your privacy. You know, you need a lot of alone time in your name. Because that's when you rebalance yourself, but then you go out there, everybody loves you and you're going to help them through all these changing times. Great name. Very honest.
Is that the two R's?
The two R's mean that you need your alone time. You need more alone time to rebalance than most other people.
My mother-in-law's, I think I've asked you this before, her and my mother-in-law's name is Karen with two R's. I've never seen anybody with Karen with two R's. She's like that too, with two R's.
Yes, that's where that lies. It's the two R's. They need more, you know, alone time because they rebalance. It's like they give out so much energy at other times that they need their own thinking time because they have too much input. They're absorbing so much input all the time. They need their own. Let's sort this out. What's theirs? What's mine? And I need to rebalance.
Okay, well, let's go to the phone lines. I don't think I pretty Todd. Tell me the name. Cano. In Missouri?
Cano, Michigan, or Missouri?
Cano in Missouri. Are you there, Cano? Cano, I apologize. I am so sorry I got your name wrong. I hate getting people's name wrong. I apologize, Cano. Very nice to have you on. What's your name, or what would you like to ask Jerome?
I'm not sure what I'd like to ask. My friend David Ray listens all the time, and we were listening. And we made a comment on my name because he was listening to you. So I was like, hey, let's call in.
C-A-N-O?
C-A-N-O? C-A-I-N-O, like Cain and Abel with an O.
Oh, and your last name, the first initial of your last name?
Well, my full name is David Michael Cain O'Doherty. But there's so many Davids running around. I went by Cain O'Doherty for a while, and people started calling me Cano for short.
Interesting. You know, David's one of my favorite names. Okay, so all of that takes into here. The David name that I really like is because it's very balanced. Okay, and it's very moral. It's just a wonderful name, and they have charisma and independence and a good work balance and sensitivity and all that other good stuff. I love the name David.
So and now I got questions. So now that he casts aside David, so now he's a moral degenerate now or something? Jeez, Cano, I didn't say that, Cano. It was her. She said that, not me.
So that runs
on me. Well, it's funny because people used to give me crap about Cain being an evil name, and I'm like, well, David murdered too, but David murdered out of lust, and Cain murdered out of jealousy of God's affection. Which one's worse?
Yeah,
and greed. You know, I'm gonna go with Cain. I mean, this is me. I'll go with Cain first. But you just
look at it as judgment's mine, saith the Lord. I'll just accept you for who you are. Okay.
There you go.
So when you're going by the name Cano, it's literally saying you're learning how to be in charge of your life and not to let other people tell you what to do or be in charge of your life. It's like literally saying, I want to be my own powerhouse. I don't want to give my power away. I don't want to keep doing what everybody else is bidding. I want to be able to do my own. It also says that family benefits from your work and that whatever you do, you're going to be remembered. So you want to make real sure that it's something you want to be remembered for, because even if it's just a like little side comment, people are going to remember and people are going to know you for it.
Well, I am a patriot and
fantastic.
Yeah, that's absolutely
about the highest. When I die, Cano, on my tombstone, I want it to say, here lies a patriot. That's about the highest compliment you can have. Anyway, go ahead.
He looked out for his mother, too.
Yeah,
oh, who's that talking? Is that your friend?
My friend David Ray. He listens religiously.
Oh, well, hello, very good, David.
Well, you want to do your name, David Ray? What about David Ray? Is he a psychopath or what? What's his story?
No, is it an R-E-Y or an R-A-Y?
R-A-Y.
He's a good American, isn't he?
Okay.
Absolutely.
So again, this name David that I absolutely love that I was talking about before that are really good and. You know, Davids are just a fabulous name unless there's something in the last name that counteracts it. Okay. So if anybody out there says, oh, no, I know a David that whatever, well, then you're looking at the environment they grew up in that made an influence. But as a whole, it's a fabulous name. So, David Ray, you are so generous, and you can do anything. You're so capable. And where I'm getting that from is that AY combination in Ray. That AY combination says you can accomplish anything you put your mind to. Okay? And then you have truth that's important, but you're always seeking a higher level truth. It's like you're always seeking for what's the next level, or what's the next depth of where did this come from, and what's the background, and what else do we need to do? You have something in your name that I think is amazing, because I couldn't do it at all. And that is, if you need to do the same task over and over again, you can. Me, I can't. It's like, okay, I'm bored. I got to go on.
Yeah, so I get bored. Yeah, David, he's a member of the Brain Bank.
Is David still there? What'd you do? Did you kill him too, Kane? Did you kill David now, or what?
No, I'm there.
Is David there still there?
Yeah, he's
don't
there.
Kill him. We need every Power Hour. We need all the Power Hour people we can get. You're killing them off. We don't need that. Anyway, I'm just kidding. David, did that make any sense to you?
I'd only take out socialists anyways.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's a good man. That's a good man.
Yeah. We should have him back on.
Guys. Yeah, great to talk to you guys. God bless you, and thank you for calling in, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening, David.
Okay. So, yeah. Daniel, you asked me what I was seeing in our current times within people's names, and it really looks to me like there's no fence-sitting anymore. Everybody's going to have to take a side. And
what are the sides?
A side of where you are politically, where you are ideology. I want to say light against dark, even though people are going to call it politics. People are going to call it by all different kinds of names. But you're really going to take a side.
Define the sides. Okay, define light, define dark. I have a definition. I want to hear your definition.
Okay. My definition of light is everything that you do to the best of your ability is going toward God and toward that which brings more freedom and that which brings more understanding and love.
That's kind of what it – go ahead.
Okay. And dark to me is everything that takes you away from that.
See, I would describe it very similar. Light is freedom of choice. Everything that leads you to freedom of choice and to be able to be a free agent and to be able to choose for yourself is light. Everything that controls that, manipulates that, and stifles that is dark. That's if you're going to say it very simple. That's why the Bill of Rights, that's why the Declaration of Independence is so important and amazing and stunning and nothing like it. And I hope it's on your refrigerator, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go through let's try to get these names real quick. It's my fault. It's a bad host. Bad host. I'm smacking myself. Bad host.
Okay, Donald,
Donald and K with a last name. Donald K.
Okay. So Donald is somebody who's very practical, very reasonable, who can do step-by-step approaches, would be very good in math, music, mechanics, computers, anything he puts his mind to that has that step-by-step approach. He also has healing in his name. He also has artistic eye in his name. So you could be an architect, a doctor. You got a lot of choices there. The one thing in Donald's name that I would say is one of the biggest challenges is that you can go for illusion or you can go for enlightenment. It's like, do you want to be a visionary or do you want to be an illusion? So that's the challenge. You came to learn how to get out of illusion and become a visionary. So illusion is when you're having false beliefs or you're believing the wrong people, but then you turn it into being a visionary and seeing the greater good and working in that direction instead.
Very good. Rebecca, R-E-B-E-C-C-A-D, as in dog, for the last name. Rebecca D.
Okay. So Rebecca is a detective. You'd make a great lawyer.
Well, she's a woman, isn't she? That's what I think every woman's a detective.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, she would make a great detective. Very competitive, very in charge of herself. People can try to take advantage of her. It's not going to happen unless she wants it to happen because she's not giving up her power. And she's got this real moral religious base because of the last name with the D that comes in and how it reacts to her first name. And she can see or feel and have a lot of empathy for other people, even when she disagrees with the other person, which I think is an incredible trait to be able to have.
That's excellent. That's very good, Rebecca. I hope you're listening today. That's very good. Cody and an S as in Sam. C-O-D-Y. C-O-D-Y.
Okay. So Cody is incredibly likable, but he's a little bit of a control freak. Okay. And I'm saying that just to be nicely because some people need to be the one in charge. They need to be in control because that's how they grow and that's how they learn. And that's who Cody is, but incredibly likable. So he controls in a very likable way where people don't mind the fact that he's the one in charge and in control. Okay. If he's not the boss, he needs autonomy. Okay. Because nobody's going to tell him what to do. He's going to look at him and go, okay, that's part of my job, but don't tell me how. Just let me go do it. I'll do it right.
We had somebody call in, but they don't want to go live on the air. Their name, Mary Doris, and P as in Paul. So Mary, just like normal Mary. Doris, D-O-R-I-S-P, as in Paul. Mary Doris P.
Okay, so Mary's here to learn how not to let other people control her. And when she's learning how not to be taken advantage of or let other people manipulate her, she has got to be very careful not to flip where then she takes advantage of others. It's a really fine line that she came to experience exactly where that line is. Mary's easy to get along with and very likable, but she's very strong. She's very determined in her position. I mean, if somebody says something she disagrees with, Mary's going to be right there in your face saying, no, I don't think so. You know, and so she's within her own power and very strong. And at the same time, she would say it was such tact. So she wouldn't say, no, I don't think so. She'd say, well, that's an interesting point of view. Mine is different. You know, I mean, she'd be very tactful and nice about it. She's got a good moral base. She's constantly learning new things and she always wants to be fair with other people.
Oh,
it's a bit
excellent.
Of a workaholic.
Excellent. Like you. So you and her would be buddies.
Uh-huh. We would be because she's very strong.
Here's an interesting name, Lula. I never heard anybody named Lula. L-U-L-A. L-U-L-A, Shirley, Lula, Shirley, C. Another C.
Okay. So this is somebody who would be very good at partying, who really enjoys playing and being around people. When she's under stress, she's got to be careful not to give her power away to males. That's the challenge because she wouldn't do it to a female. But she is... an explorer. She's got a lot of self-confidence. Sure. Lula, you got to be careful that you don't lose that confidence, but if you do, you'll regain it. So don't worry about it. If you do, just say, okay, I just got to look at this again. I got to pull myself back together because I will regain it. Lula is a rescuer. She loves rescuing other people and helping other people be better than who they are.
Now she's got three L's in the name. I know it. I do pay attention to you, Sharon. See, three L's is not a good thing here.
Yeah, but she's got it in her name. So three L's means either you're a victim or a perpetrator or both. She would be the victim. She is not a perpetrator, not with that name.
Interesting. See, I have a sister-in-law who's got, I think, four L's in her name.
You know, I hope she has really good health insurance. I'm serious, because the more L's you have, the more you're going to need a good health insurance. I'm sorry to say that, but it's what I've noticed.
Is there any name that you would absolutely not give to anybody?
Oh, there's a whole slew of them. I would not, like for in women, I would not name anybody Heather.
Okay.
I have a sister-in-law named Heather.
Nobody
anyway,
likes her.
Why not Heather?
And I don't want to offend any Heathers. I just think your life is hard. You know, there's a lot of internal, like, do I go with my heart? Do I go with my head? There's a lot of confrontation that comes up. There's a lot of sexual energy that you got to figure out how to turn it into spiritual energy. There's just a whole lot going on. And there's usually a problem with work. I mean, it can happen after a while, but there's just so many challenges that come with the name Heather. And God bless all the Heathers out there, because I think the life is harder than it needs to be. That's why I named somebody Heather.
So when somebody realizes this and you're talking to them, well, your name says this and you're going to have a hard life and all these challenges, don't they say, well, why don't I just change my name?
Some people will say that. I like to look at the name and say, here's where the challenges are, but the name also gives the solutions. Okay. So I'm going to say, this is how you play on those challenges. This is the easiest way to do it. Like some names will say, you know, you're really challenged and you've got to follow through with your commitments. Okay. And that's one of the lessons you came to learn is always follow through on a commitment. So I say the easiest way to deal with this is don't make them.
Yeah, and that's easy.
Just live under a bridge your whole life.
Yeah, yeah. With Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, because it's like saying, like, you can make agreements with yourself or commitments and with others. Like, if you set your alarm for 7 in the morning and then you hit the snooze button, you've just broken an agreement, you know, a commitment. Because you didn't say, I'm going to set it for 7:10. You said, I'm setting it for 7, you know. Or if you say somebody on the phone, well, I'm going to talk to you soon, then you need to make sure you talk to them soon.
So if they listen to you, they're going to lose their job because they're going to turn off their alarm. They're going to wake up at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not helping at all.
And their life's going to be miserable.
They will be under the bridge. Believe me, they won't have any commitment. They're going to be out of work and under the bridge.
I'm all about saying what happens because I had surprises personally. Now, the good news is the lady who did the job, she had another one. She's starting on June 22nd. So, you know, it wasn't all bad news.
I'm afraid to ask you another question. You're going to curse somebody.
Hey, 2020 is the year of tears. I had somebody.
2021. Okay, what's 2021?
It's the year of breakthroughs.
Oh, excellent.
Well, what's going to happen to America? Are we going to transition, break through this into something more positive? Are we going to descend into some kind of jungle?
I mean, dystopic nightmare.
2020, to me, from looking at names, okay, just from looking at names, this is one tough, tough year. Especially the end of September through October and the first week in November. None of the months are easy, but that period of time is just...
So what do you say, September, October, November?
Right, the end of September, October, and the first very...
That's because it's the election.
But if you look at people's names, it's just like... I don't know whether we're going to have food rationing or there's not enough or we're on a military lockdown or what. I don't know. But it just doesn't look pretty when I'm looking at people's names, because sometimes they'll ask me, when's a good time to take a vacation? And I look and I go, I don't know about this year. You know, it's like, yeah, there's windows but in everybody's name. But anyway.
What about 4th of July? Are we going to have a 4th of July look good? There's the music.
No. I think the 4th of July is incredibly challenging this year.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, incredibly challenging. Why? Because... if I'm reading the news right with all the riots and everything else out, when is the best time to attack America? When America's celebrating being America?
Yeah.
Good point. We're out of time. Stay right there, Sharon. It's a knowthename.com. You've already cursed half our listeners. You've blessed the other half.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend. Sharon, knowthename.com. Check her out. Listen to her show. She's a lot of fun. And you know, there's a lot to learn here. And it can help guide you, help you make decisions in your life. This isn't astrology. It's nameology. It's important. God bless you.
The intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-